Okay, so have you seen the mock-ups already?
No.
Okay.
I've looked through your emails, but I haven't found the mock-ups.
Okay, what I'll do is I'll give you a link now to the mock-up. Send that in IRC. Okay. So on that page, if you scroll down to the mock-ups section, you'll be able to see what I'm talking about. If you look at the first mock-up. Now,
okay.
Yeah. So the first page assumes that you've already got a derived distribution. Sorry, the first page assumes it's a derived distribution and that you're creating a new series within that derived distribution.
Mm-hmm.
So can you just take a look at that page and give me your thoughts on it, please?
So register a series, the name, the seed, display name, parent distribution, parent series, architecture. Okay, so I'm not sure exactly what initialize series from parent means. Does it mean that all the packages are going to be copied to the new archive, or I'm not sure exactly what that means. I also wonder, why is that a checkbox? Is that actually an option or not? I guess that if I want to create a derived series, I want to get started directly with the whole package set, all the packages, and then remove them. So that's the only options I'm not sure exactly about. Architectures, it seems to be a text box. It might be more interesting to have different checkbox to actually have the different list of architectures are available. I'm not sure that if Ubuntu creates a new architecture such as RML, I would know about that when I create a series. Might be more interesting to have as a choice. Package set to copy from parent. It's also a text box, so I might have the same suggestion of architecture, even though there might be more package sets that I'm interested in. But how do I find out about the different package sets that are available to copy?
Is any of the terminology on that page unfamiliar to you?
Nope, not really. Parent distribution, version, description, summary, title. No, package sets are a new term in the Ubuntu community. I'm familiar with the package set because I've been working on creating the package set for the Ubuntu server team. So it's true that that helps as well. Oh, okay, so at the very bottom, there's the copy options. Copy source and revealed, copy source and binaries. Okay, I don't know exactly why I would copy source and rebuild everything. Because, well, in Ubuntu, usually we don't rebuild for a new series. We just copy the binaries over. And also, what is the difference between the copy options and initialize series from parent? The initialized series from parent, I don't understand what that means exactly, or why is there a choice?
Right. Okay. Okay. If we move on to the next little mock-up, and that's of just a side box that you would find on an overview page for a derived distribution or a derived distro series. And that tells you, it gives you three bits of information. Do you understand what those three bits of information mean?
So, 8 local differences. I assume these are packages that are different from the upstream, from Lucid, derived from Lucid. So, 8 local differences. These are in terms of packages, I think. So, 20 local package not in parent. That means that there are 24 new packages that are available in the distro, in the derived distribution, and that is not available from Lucid. I would probably say 24 local packages not in Lucid rather than not in parent. And the third bullet point is 4 missing packages in cloned package sets. I don't understand what is a missing package in the cloned package sets. I don't understand what the missing is. Does it mean that it hasn't built, or maybe it means that they've been removed from the package set?
Right.
So are the 4 missing packages included in the local differences? So local differences is a bit... I don't know exactly what is meant by differences.
Okay. Is there anything on that in that little box missing? Something that you'd expect to see that isn't there?
24... packages. Not that I can think of. It's true that when I want to get derived information from a more generic perspective, I want to know what has been added, what has been changed, and in the existing packages, and what has been removed. So plus, minuses, and what has changed. And also, I'm not sure, derived, does it only encompasses the packages that are uploaded, or are there also visitor branches, or I guess that because derived is in Soyuz, it's all about the archive and the different packages. But I wonder if visitor branches are also included into deriving from a distro.
Sorry, I was on mute. I didn't realize. What would you expect to happen if you clicked on one of those links in the small box in the portlet?
So if I click on 8 local differences, I'd like to have a list of the different differences. I'm not sure exactly what differences is, so I can't really say. When I click on 24 local packages not in parent, I would get a list of the 24 packages So the name of the package, the source package, the version that is in the derived, and also the version that is in Lucid, and maybe optionally have also the base version. So this is something that we do when we merge from Debian. We want to know the version in Debian, the version in Ubuntu, and also the common base version where the fork started. And 4 missing packages in clone package sets. I would expect to have a list of packages of missing packages in the clone package set.
Okay. Let's scroll down to the next mock-up, because that's that's what you would see if you clicked on 8 local differences. So does that fulfill your needs?
Okay, so upstream version, I'm not sure what it means for me, whether it's the Ubuntu version or if it's the upstream version. Especially that, so for foo, the package foo, the version is 1.15. I don't know if that's the upstream version or it's the package revision. So I would expect to have the package revision, so 1.15-0 Ubuntu 1 or something like that. Same comment for upstream version. I'm not sure exactly if it refers to the package version or to the upstream version. Base version, I guess that's the base in between the two, and then the diff, and then sync. Okay, yeah. Base version, no local changes. So full bar, generate the diff, diff available. So I assume that diff available means that I can directly click on diff available and we'll get it. Otherwise, generate diff would take more time. That's what I understand by the diff. And sync is to sync, which means to copy the upstream version into the own version. As for the column naming, the second column version, it might be more interesting to have Dairy Lucid version. Hold on just a second. So I would, in the second column, I would name the column Dairy Lucid version, and the third column, upstream version, I would name it Lucid version, so that it's easy to understand where we're coming from. And then the base version, I think that's a common term that is understandable.
And cool.
Select none, select all, and sync. And filter as well. Yeah.
Great, thanks. So the next mock-up is what you would get if you clicked on the second link.
Okay, so the second link was 24 local packages not in parent. So package in parent series lucid, but not in dairy lucid. So package containing, only packages local packages are considered, upstream version. Okay. So I would make again the same comments on the column naming. Upstream version, I would call it lucid version. And so if I understand correctly, missing packages are new packages that have been pushed into lucid, but that are not in dairy lucid yet. So that would only happen if I derive from development version. I don't know what are exactly the target use cases for a derived distribution. But one interesting use case I have in mind is that I want to actually derive a distribution for stable release. So for Lucid, for example, in which case there's no new packages in Lucid. Packages in parent series Lucid, but not in dairy Lucid. Package, upstream version, and sync. Yeah, I think I understand what it means.
Okay. Cool.
And I guess also the link of upstream version, so for the first row, full, the package full, if I click on 1.15, I would be actually linked to the upstream 1.15 change log. Yeah. It might be interesting to maybe have a small expandable arrow so that I can easily review what's the change log. So that's as I want to perform the sync, I want to actually know what's new in the new upstream package. So from a workflow perspective, it might be easier if I can just stay on the same page, but directly see what's the change log. What are the differences I'm about to import into my own derived distribution.
Cool, okay. So the final mock-up is what you would see if you clicked on the third link in the box. So similar question, does this make sense to you? Is there anything missing? Does it help you to understand what the link does?
So packages in dairy lucid, but not in parent series lucid. So that's something I understand as well. The list of packages, the different versions. So I wonder if these packages are brand new source packages. I think so. So let me check package differences between DLCs. Okay. Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah. So packages in DLC but not in parent series is actually the new packages that I've uploaded to my derivative, but they're not available in the derived distribution. packages, Russian. Yeah, that sounds like an interesting, a useful market. You might be on mute again.
Oh, I'm sorry. So now that you've seen. Sorry, earlier you said that the link for missing packages in cloned package sets wasn't clear to you what it was for, what it meant. Now that you've seen the page that you get when you click on that, can you think of a better way to word that link?
Well, what made me understand in the last mock-up is the title, which is Packages in Dairy Lucid but not in Parent Series Lucid. So that helped me to really understand what I was looking at. So four missing packages in clone package set, probably four packages in Dairy Lucid but not in Lucid. So just use exactly the same title, because the title on the different mock-ups, the third last mockups, are quite understandable as they're obvious about what they're talking about. It might be better to actually use exactly the same naming in the three different links. Even though, so for the first one, eight local differences, it might be too long. Yeah.
Right.
But at least for the last two ones, I think that it's obvious if you say, well, these are the packages that are in Dairy Lucid but not in Lucid, and then packages that are in Lucid but not in Dairy Lucid.
Would it be helpful to have a tooltip on the links, perhaps? So you said that perhaps a full description would be too long, but if a full description was too long for those links, would it be helpful to have a tooltip?
Maybe I rarely use tooltips by myself, so... I can't really comment on that. I think so. The wording of the second ballot in the derived from Lucid portlet, 24 local packages not in parent. I would just call it 24 local packages not in Lucid, or 24 derived Lucid packages not in Lucid. No,
right,
24
right.
local packages not in Lucid. That makes sense. So just substitute in parent with Lucid, and then four missing packages in clone package set. What is complicated is clone package set, that terminology. Actually, the clone package set is the derived, the name of the derived distro, so Dairy Lucid. So I would just say four missing packages in Dairy Lucid. That might be more meaningful.
Okay, cool. Well, that's all the mock-ups. Do you have any other comments on what you've seen?
No. I think I mentioned that whenever there's an upstream version, if I could easily expand on that to see the changelog entries, especially when I'm about to perform a sync request. So this is on the local package diff and the missing packages page. I want to know what I'm about to sync. So having the changelog entry is really useful. And so a really useful changelog entries is to have the changelog entry between the base version. So for local package diff, I'd like to have the change entry between the base version and the upstream version, so that I know what has changed into Lucid, so that I can import it directly into Dairy Lucid. And for the missing packages page, when I want to sync the new upstream version, I want to know what has changed between the version that is currently into Dairy Lucid and the new version in Lucid.
Right. Okay. Well, thank you very much for your time. I'm going to now write a transcript of what we've spoken about in the call, and then give that to the Soyuz guys, who will then adjust the mock-ups based on what you and other people have said about them, and then I'm going to take the revised mock-ups and show them to a second set of people to get their fresh opinion on the revised mock-ups. I'll keep you informed of how the process goes.
Great, thank you very much.
No, thank you. That's wonderful. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.